I'd like to share a vision for the church for 2020. 2020. Can you believe it? We're talking about 2020. I remember when I was growing up, there used to be a program on SABC called Beyond 2000. All the older guys are going, yes, yes, yes. And it was this amazing program. I remember living back in the, you know, late 80s and the 90s and thinking, 2000, it feels like mystical. It feels like, man, far away. It's like, what are we going to be doing in 2000? And what will happen beyond 2000? Will there be life on planet Earth on 2000? And, you know, I think those that remember Y2K and everybody kind of, you know, being frantic, you know, what is going to happen when we hit 2000? We're such a privileged generation to, you know, experience the millennium. And here we are talking about 2020. And just the progress that man has made. And in our days, I hear these days, you know, in America, they're driving electric motor vehicles, and the electric motor vehicles don't even have drivers in. You know, they're just driving themselves. You know, it's crazy what we're experiencing and what we as human beings are able to achieve when we put our minds and our energy behind things. And so the world is kind of just ticking over, and the years are going by, and it feels like time is flying. I can't believe it's 2020, and I can't believe that I've got to share the vision for us as a church for 2020. It's a privilege. It's a privilege for me just to ask the Lord, Lord, what are you saying for us as a church? What would you have us focus on coming next year? And the interesting thing is kind of the more the world changes, kind of the more it also stays the same, especially when it comes to the gospel. And so one can be tempted to think, oh, we must do something completely different or something novel or innovative or something that's never been done before. But who knows? I think it's Nas Butter that always says, you've got to do the basics right, you know. Oh, she thinks it's funny. But you know, when it comes to the gospel, the Lord would have us do old things in fresh and new ways. But there's just certain things that we need to do. We've got to go out into the harvest. We've got to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. We've got to baptize people. We've got to disciple people. We've got to preach in Jesus' name. We've got to teach in Jesus' name. Like Stephen says, we've got to heal people through the power of Jesus. And so there's a lot of stuff that I can say to you, and in one sense, I'm tempted to make it more exciting than what it is. But it's going to be exciting. But there are just certain things that we have to do, because that's what the Bible says we need to do. Amen? Amen. So there are about 6 or 7 points that I've got on my heart that the Lord has laid on my heart for us. I've checked this with the elders, so they've given the thumbs up, which is always a good thing. And so those 6 things are: a family camp, a destiny weekend, missions, intercession, Bible school, youth ministry, and other. I'll talk about other in a second. So let's go to our first one, family camp. Now, who knows that we can't start the year off without Brian? I'll say that again. We can't start the year off without Brian. Brian is essential. It's actually a joke. But anyway. There's only one thing better than brying on your own, and that's brying with your church. Amen? And so we're gonna start the year of brying next year in our family camp. We've got the dates up there, the 28th of February to the 1st of March. Okay, so it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are once again going to Montague Caravan Park. I think we were about 65 adults and I think 38 kids last year as well. I've booked the same number of stands. We've just got kind of better stands this year because we're all going to be together and we're kind of invading the resort. And we did it very nicely last year, so they let us back, or this year, so they're letting us back come next year. So I want to tell you that there's a sign-up sheet at the end, at the back of the church. Go put your name on the family camp. It's going next level. Okay, we're going from glory to glory, so we're going to have an amazing time. We're going to bry on Friday night. On Saturday morning, we're going to do our hike again. Now, some of us really suffered last year. Okay, like really suffered. So and some of them aren't here this morning. So when you go to your small group on Saturday, do not tell me when we get there next year that I didn't warn you in November 2019 that in the 29th, the Saturday morning, we're going to be going on an amazing hike up into the mountains there in Montague. And we're once again going to go and pray on top of the mountain. And I was so excited when Heinrich shared about the fact that Montague was one of the first places in South Africa where revival broke out. And just to kind of go back to those wells and just to pray a blessing over the town of Montague and just to ask the Lord to show us what he's got in store for Franschhoek. So that will be the Saturday morning. The Saturday afternoon, we're looking at potentially doing some rock climbing for the kids and for those that are brave enough. Some of the adults, we're going to do some rock climbing. And then it was Melisa's suggestion that we do a poiki course competition. Okay, I've got one. Come on over here. Okay. I don't know who was at the NG Mark on Friday night, but that poiki course was delicious. Okay, and it just inspired me, and I was like, yes, amen. We need to do poiki course at our camp as well. And we'll do that on the Saturday night. The Sunday morning, we'll have church together again in the little hall. We'll do lots of swimming. There's a super tube for kids and for adults. And we're going to have a great time at the Montague Family Camp. So diarize that date. Go sign up after the church. That's how we're going to kick off our year with a family camp. Hope you're excited about that. The second thing I want to speak about is our Destiny Weekend. Our Destiny Weekend, well, the Krugers are back in town. The 3rd or 5th of April. Who was at the Holy Spirit Impact Weekend this year? It was most of us. I think we had 130 people, which is basically the entire church. It was at the Holy Spirit Impact Weekend, and it was a huge blessing to us as a church. And so Andre and Sonika are coming back. They're bringing a bigger team with them this time around, and they're going to facilitate a whole weekend called the Destiny Weekend. And essentially what they're going to be doing is it's an upgrade of what we call Encounter 3, and we're going to be spending time on finding out what our identity in Christ is. And we're going to be looking at issues of inner healing. And I believe whole Christians are effective Christians. Whole Christians are powerful witnesses. And so when we get healed up, we can go and minister more effectively. So that is going to be an opportunity. Our entire church to be there again this that weekend is going to be amazing. Andre will be ministering on the Sunday morning again. And we'll be trusting the Lord for an amazing encounter in his presence. So that's the 3rd to the 5th of April. You can diarize that as well, the Destiny Weekend. Our next one, missions. Okay, so I spoke a lot about missions this year. I spoke about the mission of God. I spoke about the Missio Dei. And we go because he has sent. He's firstly sent his son, and that's why we go. And so this year I said we will do our Jerusalem and our Judea. 2020, we're going to be doing Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria. Okay, so what do I mean by that? So what is our Jerusalem? We only did one outreach this year in Franschhoek, and that was the Groendal outreach. We're going to be doing more of those next year. So the Groendal missions are going to be happening at least 2 to 3 times next year. And there's our team that ministered last time, and it was amazing. It really was an amazing afternoon just going out into Groendal and just getting amongst the folk there and just experiencing some of the challenges that they are going through and inviting them and praying for them where their needs are. And it was great just getting in their homes and just hearing firsthand, you know, what are the things we can pray for them? What are they struggling with as families? And so I want to encourage you to be a part of the local outreaches. So that will be our Jerusalem. And I want to invite the church that comes in the morning to come in the evening as well. We are having amazing services in the evening. If you think the worship was special the last while in the mornings, about 3 weeks ago, I nearly didn't preach because we only have 3 songs in the Hallo my liefie. Vir wie soek jy? So we've only got 3 songs, three songs that we do in the evening because we've made the services shorter. And that normally takes about 15 minutes. Well, about 3 weeks ago, we worshiped for nearly an hour and a half. And the next week, the same story. I think we were 45, 50 minutes. And there's just been such a sweet presence of God in our evening service. I really want to encourage you to come and be a part of what this church does in the evening as well. Now, back in the day, you know, when we were growing up, man, if I could be at church five times, I'd be at church five times. If they had five services, I was there five times. You know? And students, you know, I know we're not all students here anymore, but it's amazing when you can meet in God's presence with God's people more than once a Sunday. You don't have to come every Sunday, but I've encouraged the small groups. You know, when your small group is on duty, come to the evening service. Come and see what church is like over there. It's amazing. We're having an amazing time. So tonight when Johnny is preaching, come tonight. I want to invite you tonight. Come and be a part of what the Lord is doing in our evening service. So we're going to be doing missions to Grundal. That's our Jerusalem. Our Judea is once again, we are invited to Prince Albert. Who was in Prince Albert this year? Amazing testimonies that I think we were about 20, 25 people that went to Prince Albert. Our team was bigger than the church, but they were so blessed by what we came to share with them. And they're still a small church in many ways. They're still trying to find their feet. A new pastor that's come in this year. And they really appreciate the help that we can give them. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to go present Destiny Encounter at Prince Albert. So we're first going to receive from the 5th to the 8th of April from Andre and his team that are going to be ministering here. And then that which we have received, we're going to go and give in Prince Albert. So that which we have been trained in, we will go and present in Prince Albert. Anyone excited about that? I'm super excited. So Prince Albert, that's going to be in May 2020. And this year we're going to our Samaria as well. So there was a pastor that spoke to me at the Pastor Summit in June. And he's the pastor of also a relatively small church in the beautiful town of Graaf Reinet. So Graaf Reinet has got a shofar as well. They've been going for about 2 or 3 years. Not a very big church, but they are so excited about what the Lord is doing in Graaf Reinet. And he's a farmer. He's got a big farmhouse there that's standing empty. And he said, please, Richard, bring your church. Bring a team from Shofar Franschhoek. Come and stay the weekend. Let me treat you guys. And we'll have the privilege of once again doing a similar mission to Graaf Reinet. That will be a little bit later in the year, in August 2020. So this year, or 2020, we're doing a Jerusalem, which is our Grundal. We're doing a Judea, which is our Prince Albert. And our Samaria, which is Graaf Reinet. Next year, who knows, we might be doing and to the ends of the earth. So maybe an international mission for our church. Next year, I know some people have been getting excited about countries like Turkey. But people, remember what the founder of this church preached in his final sermon. Johnny. Who can remember Johnny's final sermon? Okay, it seems like just me. Let me recap for us. Like I say, his final sermon was about missions. His final sermon was about going. And so let's be the church that walks in the legacy of the founder of this church. Amen? And embrace missions. So missions are going to be a big thing of what we're going to be doing next year. I'm very, very excited about that. Okay, moving on. Number four. I'm getting kind of three quarters way through my message this morning. Number four, intercession. Now, intercession has, in all honesty, become my favorite meeting, church meeting of the week. I love Sunday mornings. I love Sunday evenings. But right now, number one on my list is Thursday evenings. Why do I say that? I remember when I got here 2.5 years ago, intercession used to be on a Tuesday morning, and it was just two faithful ladies praying. It was Tani Joanne and Tani Betsy praying, and I joined them on a Tuesday morning. And I don't think any of us, Tani Betsy, would have dreamed of a day when this church would be up to times 20, 30 people at our intercession meeting. And that's what's happened this year. The Lord has really come and stirred and birthed an excitement for prayer in this church. And I want to tell you, the spiritual engine room of a church is its intercession. Jolene is getting a babysitter every Thursday night so that she can also be part of what's happening on a Thursday night. And so intercession for us is crucial. Intercession for us is such an important meeting. I want to encourage you guys to be a part of what the Lord is doing on a Thursday night. He is speaking. So if you want to know what the Lord is saying, come and listen to what He's saying on a Thursday night. That's really where it's happening. And what we're going to be doing again is once a quarter, we're going to be doing what we call a big group. Who was at the big group this year? Okay, a few of us. And the big group was really exciting, just collectively seeking the Lord's face together. So I want to encourage you to be a part of that. That's where we seek the Lord together. And there's something that changed our intercession this year as well. We started the year off with a prayer school by Suzette Hutton. And she presented about 5 or 6 sessions that we listened to. And this year we listened to the audio sessions. We're going to take it up a notch next year. We're going to kick off the year by watching the DVD series in church. So the first few Thursdays of next year is actually going to be training for praying. Okay? Training for praying more effectively. So I want to encourage you to come and be a part of that on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8. We're going to be doing the prayer school with Suzette Hartengan. And that changed my intercession. That changed the view I had of intercession. And the one of the main things that she said is pray out of a place of worship. And so we always used to start intercession by just praying. We don't do that anymore. We start intercession each week with worship. And from connecting with the Lord individually and corporately as a group, then we start praying. And I mean, Thursday night was just case in point again. Just an amazing time of us seeking the Lord together. Man, and the words just start flowing like this. So you'll see now much of what I have to share for us, for vision for next year, it came out of intercession. That's where the Lord speaks to us as a church, where we seek Him together. We also have the opportunity then to pray into specific issues, to pray into droughts, to pray into the government, to pray into challenges that, you know, our country is facing. I want to encourage you to be a part of what the Lord is doing on Thursday nights. Intercession. Okay, number 5. It gets better. I'm like one of those salesmen that said, but wait, there's more. Okay, but before there's more, I must first actually share the words that came out of intercession on Thursday night, because that's quite important. So what did we hear the Lord say to us specifically on Thursday night as we came together here and we prayed for next year for us as a church? I'm just going to highlight a few of those things. We prophesied that 2020 will be a year of favor and life. For us as a church, we spoke that over us. The words favor, the words life came out. The other word that came, or the picture that came, is we've dipped our toes in this year. We've just started in the things of the Spirit. It's like we've walked to the pool of the Spirit and we've just dipped our toe in. And man, wasn't that dipping good this year, hey? It was amazing. Just to seek the Spirit and to ask, Lord, give us more of your Spirit. We're thirsty. Give us a drink. And the Lord saying is, You've just seen the tip of the iceberg. And the other word that says, it's like a taster. We've just had the taster. The voormaal. It's the starter. The mains are coming, people. 2020 is going to be the year where the Lord releases us into the fullness of what He's got for us in the Spirit. And as we were praying, these words were just coming, and I could just sense the Holy Spirit stirring us to pray and to speak and to prophesy into that which He was showing us. I was so excited about that. And then there came the word Ezekiel 47, exactly the same word of God saying, Son of Man, come closer. And there's this river flowing from the throne of God, and eventually Ezekiel is ankle deep. And eventually, he's called deep, and then he's knee deep. Eventually, he's waist deep. And eventually, he's to a place where he can't stand anymore. And there's this picture of this river of life flowing, and everything in it is teeming with life. And trees of healing kind of next to it. And it's just a picture of where God's presence is through His Spirit, there is life. If there's anything we can ask for more of in 2020, it's more life. It's more of the Spirit. It's for us to go deeper. And so that's what I believe the Lord is calling us to do. He's saying go deeper in 2020. Amen? Amen. And the last picture, obviously intercession is often quite prophetic. So you receive scripture, but often you receive images and pictures. And the image the Lord gave me as we were praying was just this beautiful green mountain, kind of imagine Scotland. And there's just kind of this meandering river coming down these green slopes. And as this river was kind of flowing where it wants to go, because that's the nature of God and His Spirit, He decides where He moves and when He moves. As this river was flowing, I just saw these images of these beautiful, like Namaqualand flowers just blossoming. Wherever the Spirit went, there was blossoming, there was flowers. And I felt the Lord saying to us, if you're going to be near the river of His Spirit next year, you're going to blossom, you're going to flower in your life. The Lord's going to cause you to flower as a Christian. So if you feel that's for you, say amen. Amen. Okay, I'm nearly done. But wait, it gets better. So if you're not excited about that yet, we have a brand new Bible school launching next year. Okay? We've been doing the same Bible school, I kid you not, for about, I think it's about 23 years. It's more or less the same Bible school, maybe not that long, but it's a long time. Let's say 15 years. Shofar has been presenting the same Bible school, and we've been working on this new curriculum for about 2 years. And who knows that it's not easy to develop a brand new Bible school curriculum. And what excites me about this Bible school that we're going to be launching next year is it was developed with, obviously, the Shofar pastors, but it was led by our top theologian. So it was a pastor called Pastor Tiens Jacobs, and he's the first Shofar pastor to get a PhD in theology. Okay, so phenomenal mind, just phenomenal ability to see the bigger picture, but yet to kind of incorporate all the elements that you need for a Bible school that's not too theological, that's introductory enough for everybody to find value in. And that's what they've got right with this Bible school. So he's managed to make complex concepts simple. And he's brought in our very practical pastors like Werner Hubert from Secunda, Gili from Potchefstroom. And so it's got this amazing theological aspect, but it's got a very practical aspect as well. So I want to say to you, this is a Bible school for everyone. And you know what? Bible school, we were talking about it the other night, me and Jolene. Bible school changed our lives. It's the thing that shaped me the most. It's the thing that shaped my understanding and my knowledge of God the most. And yes, it is a commitment. You know, it's 2 hours on a Tuesday evening. But I want to encourage you, church, let's enroll for the new Bible school starting next year. I want as many of us to do it. It's if you've done Shofar Bible schools in the past, this one's quite different. It's really different. Completely different approach, completely different focus. And it's going to be a phenomenal time of us growing in the Word of God. You know, we cannot be Christians without a love for the Word. We need to know Him in spirit and in truth. We can't just go after the Spirit because we will get lopsided and warped and run off into excesses. There needs to be a healthy balance between knowing the Word of God and knowing the Spirit of God. We are pursuing the Spirit of God like never before as a church. We need to do the same with the Word. We need to be anchored and grounded in the truth of the Bible. I want to invite you, come and be a part of that. Let's have a big Bible school next year. Let's have a Bible school as many people are here this morning. And it's going to be amazing. Brand new content, brand new sessions. Pastor Henny is up there. He's been here about 2 or 3 weeks ago doing his sessions. Pastor Andre was here, I think, about a week and a half ago. Pastor Philip was doing sessions. Rudolph sitting over there. He's the man that designed the entire Bible school. Let's give him a hand. He's the graphic designer. He's done the whole new look and feel. It looks amazing. It's going to be amazing. So I'm going to tell you a bit more about it and how to enroll. But get excited about Bible school. It's literally going to be life-changing next year. Okay. Where am I now? Youth ministry. How can I not talk about youth? And more just not even yet to do a woo-hoo. Oh, there he's at the back. There he's at the back. There he's at the back. Okay. So the youth pastor is excited. Do you remember when I shared the vision for 2019? I said, we're going to start a youth service. There was no youth service in church. Okay. And I must tell you, it felt like I was like stepping into the unknown. So I said, where on earth are we going to get anybody to come to our youth services on a Sunday morning? And they've actually come. They're not millions, but they're there. And each week we are building and discipling youth in our church. That's on Sunday mornings. On Thursday evenings, Moja and his team are doing amazing work here, running a fantastic youth program. They had their year-end youth event about a month ago. I think they had over 60 kids here and something like 15 first-time commitments. And so the Lord is doing something amazing amongst the youth, and so we will pursue youth ministry aggressively. You will notice I'm not speaking about children's church up there because that's already rolling. We've already focused on that. We've got momentum there, and we're carrying on with that. So these are the things that I wanted to share with you, focus areas for next year. And point number seven is just other. Those are things like the Awakened Women's event, men's event, discipleship, encounters. This year, I promise you, this was such... the encounters, I don't know, Derek. The encounters were probably one of my highlights this year. You know, it started off with encounter one and two, where we had quite a few people. But come encounter three and four, I think we were something like 26 people. 26 people doing encounter three and four. And next week, you're going to start hearing some of those testimonies, because lives were changed this year. We cannot just have church services. We cannot just have outreaches. We need to have discipleship. It's one of the main things Jesus called us to do, disciple people. I want to encourage you, next year we're going to be running the entire Encounter series again. If you did not do it this year, you're going to get an opportunity to do it next year. And when you've been discipled, you discipled others. Jesus expects that from us. It's one of those non-negotiables. We need to disciple, be discipled, and disciple others. So, those are our 7 points for 2020. That's what the Lord has shown me for now, and the elders have bought into that. If there's anything that you feel that I've missed, this is not a ring-fenced list. Anybody can still come and speak to me around things that the Lord may be laying on your heart that you feel we should be focusing on. We'll add it to the list. But right now, that's what I want to hold before you as a church to think about, to ponder on, to meditate on, and maybe allow the Lord to speak to you about, Lord, are you saying I must go on one of those three missions next year? Lord, would you have me at that new Bible school? Lord, should I be attending intercession more? What is the Lord, as I spoke this morning, I've prayed and I've trusted that the Lord would excite your hearts about different parts of this vision. Nobody can do all of that, okay? I do that, but I suppose that's my job as well. but I realize that a lot of you will do a lot of that, but I don't expect everybody to do all of that. But I really want to encourage you to be at least part of what we're going to be doing. Amen? So this morning, I just want us to close our eyes. And I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, I want you to ask the Lord, what can I get involved with next year? What, Lord, would you have me get involved with? And allow the Lord to just to speak to you. Let's just wait on him for a few seconds, then I'm going to pray for us and close off. Amen. I want to close off with a scripture this morning. Psalm 37, verse 3 to 5. And we're just going to be closing off with committing our way to the Lord. Scripture says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on His faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. And yet, verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. It's such a rich portion of Scripture. There's so many verbs in here. Trust in the Lord, dwell in the land, feed on His faithfulness, delight yourself in the Lord, and commit your way to the Lord. Father, thank You that we can do exactly that this morning. God, we don't want to stumble into 2020. We want to anticipate it. We want to have an expectation of it. 2020 is not going to happen to us. Lord, we're going to embrace and savor the gift of another year. And so right now, Father, before this year ends, and as we give You thanks and praise for Your faithfulness and Your kindness, Your mercy for 2019, as Liesl said, Father, we already quicken our hearts. Lord, we already lift up our eyes and ask, Holy Spirit, what do You have in store for next year? Lord, we're gonna be out of the starting blocks when that gun goes off. We're not going to be left behind. We're not going to have a slow start. We're going to be ready for 2020. This church will be ready for 2020, what the Lord has in store for us. And so I pray, Lord, that even over the next month, month and a half, as we start taking a break, some of us, Lord, and that You would start speaking to our hearts about what next year holds, Lord, that we would not only gain momentum February, March, April, Lord, God, we would be ready for You come the new year, exciting, excited, expectant, ready to see what You're going to do. So, Father, we commit next year to You even now. As Your word says, Lord, we commit. And we pray, Lord, if there's something else You would have us do, Lord, if there's something on this list You would not have us do, Lord, we'll scratch it out. Lord, help us. May we be in step with Your Spirit. May we be found doing the things that's on Your heart for us as a church. We pray in Jesus' name. I pray for every person here, Lord, that You would speak to them individually as well, Lord, where You would have them serve in the body. God, they're all sitting here as blessings. They're all sitting here as spiritual body parts. And God, You know You need different body parts for this body, this local body, to function. Lord, through Your Spirit, orchestrate the bringing together of this body in 2020. May we serve in the places You have designed and purposed for us to serve. Make that clear to us, Jesus, by Your Spirit. Lord, I pray that our spiritual eyes and ears will see and hear. We will not be confused about our involvement come next year. We will know even this year where we're going to serve next year, Father. And I pray that by Your Spirit, Lord, You would make us expectant and excited for what You have in store for us. Lord, Your word says, Ephesians 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Lord, You've prepared good works for that which You have created us. May we walk in that in 2020 in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming this morning. As you know, we're going to be heading outside now. I think the fires are lit. I'm not smelling anything yet. But hulle brand sê David, die vuur brand. The boerewors rolls will be ready pretty soon. So I want to encourage you, fellowship, engage some people that you don't know this morning. Let's have an amazing time as a family this morning, enjoy the social. Lord bless you.